What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
4 o'clock hour on this Friday, very special Friday, as I mentioned, because it's not every Friday that Mr. and Mrs. Hockman get to go see Toto and Men at Work and Christopher Cross with Mr. and Mrs. Wizard.
Hey.
I could do anything with the Wizards and be happy, but to see some of the greatest artists of all time performing with the Wizards, nothing. And if you're rushing yourself to get to the concert and you get a speeding ticket, TicketWizard.com. Anyway, moving on. Got Marlins baseball back in action tonight. We got a nice little weekend. The kind of the way that I've been looking at it, you know, we've got Dolphins camp next week.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, just kind of starts to dominate everything at that point, doesn't it?
It will.
I mean, Miami, Notre Dame, and Dolphins camp leading up to the first preseason game and then the regular season game. I don't, and again, I enjoy the Marlins and I root for them. But I don't think they're going to dominate the conversation. Be an amazing turn of events if they did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to dominate the conversation. So I have a feeling starting next week, we're kind of full throttle into the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Hurricanes.
We're waiting for football, Hawk. Let's be honest.
Always are.
I did a radio show somewhere, I think Houston, earlier this week in the morning, and they asked me, like, preparation. Hey, you know, the Marlins are, you know, they're playing pretty well for a young team. You want to get into that? No, we could talk about Stowers if you want to, but no, it's football. We're a football town. The Biden alumni back to a practice, which is pretty cool.
I mean, the time of your life.
I'm not going. It's too hot.
Yeah, understood. It's going to be hot at the concert tonight, man. Holy mackerel.
Don't try to get cute, Hawk. Don't try to wear no quarter zip and all that, man. Wear you something nice and light.
I got to go, you know, T-shirt, short shorts like Solana, like super short shorts. And I got to bring a personal fan device.
Yeah, because you... You want to be sexy. You're going to be hot as hell.
Going to be rough out there, man. But, man, hearing the songs of Toto, Christopher
My wife knew who Toto was.
Yeah, how could you not know who Toto is?
I've got a personal fan with me.
No, I'm talking about an electric fan, like a battery-operated fan. Just hold up. I got it at Gulfstream Park. Remember they gave us swag bags at Gulfstream Park? I have a Gulfstream Park little personal fan. You have to bring that.
That's a Baptist grandma church fan you have.
It is. You have butterscotch candies in your purse too.
Hallelujah!
Throw me some root beer barrels with that fan. Goodness.
Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
All right, so here's your weekend schedule, okay? Because there is sports. Dolphins can wait.
What's your wife's favorite Toto song, Crowder?
I can ask her. I'll ask her during the break.
Because you got Africa. I bless the rains down in Africa. You got Rosanna. Do all the way. Rosanna, yeah. All the way.
All that song's got the same beat.
What are you talking about? Those are two very different songs.
Africa, Rosa.
Hold the line. Do-do-do-do. Love totally isn't always, always on time.
Oh, I know that
one.
I say Africa.
And then, of course, you've got Christopher Cross. What's your favorite Christopher Cross song, do you think?
Cruising. There we go.
Takes me away to where I'm always.
The remix was Cruising.
Man, that is not an era I miss of this show. Hawk just singing yacht rock songs during the show during COVID.
Gonna run like the wind. Run. Funny. Ride like the wind. Ride like the wind. That's terrible. Ride like the wind.
He loves
ride like the wind.
We're running. Do
do do boom. Do 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 do.
And Men at Work,
what's your favorite Men at Work song? Men at Work, not Yacht Rock, but...
YMCA.
Right, very close. Dun, dun, and a Vegemite sandwich. He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. I just rhymed Vegemite sandwich with Vegemite sandwich. So excited for tonight. Be good, be good. Be good, be good, be good. Be good, be good, be good. Be good, Johnny.
Do you sing along? You look like a sing along.
Oh my
guy.
God! Every word.
Yeah, Lori goes to the bathroom a lot.
Talking about it. I'm half the show.
I'll be back, baby. I'll be back.
Now I like that though. You got to sing at a concert. Like you know the songs. You're there because you love the artist. I like the people that sing.
I come from a land down under. Mm-hmm. He just smiled, gave me a Vegemite sandwich. They got to throw that line in several times because that's my line. I'm not exactly certain where it goes.
You go miss Vegemite sandwich and be hot. Yeah. I don't try to sing at concerts, but when I went and saw, who was that? When Drake hit on Asia?
Drake
concert. Yeah. And then he brought Lil Wayne out, and Lil Wayne played all my high school and college Lil Wayne songs. I sung along because I knew every word.
He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
I can't say Lil Wayne's favorite word. It's not Vegemite.
It's funny. At least you knew the words to Lil Wayne songs because I've watched performances of Lil Wayne. He doesn't remember anything from pre-Carter 4.
Have you ever seen people read him lyrics to his own song and he'll be like, who said that? It's like,
that's funny.
That was your song on the Young Money, you know, 2001. He's like, I said that? Man, that's a pretty cool line. Yeah, yeah. He's put some substances in his body. We'll say that.
It's a zerp.
It's a zerp.
All right. So the Marlins tonight against the Kansas City Royals.
Aren't they terrible?
The Marlins, yes.
Marlins are like 19-10 or something last 29. Easy no, the joke. Royals, aren't the Royals like one of the worst teams in the league?
I think maybe you're thinking of Denver, Colorado.
I don't know. I thought it was the Royals.
Maybe.
This is why I told them let's veto this baseball talk in Houston. I yell out foolishness.
I see AL standings.
Nah, they're 47-50.
Yeah.
Wow, so they're decent.
They're third place. They're 12 games back of the Tigers.
I think you're thinking of Colorado, and I don't know why I would know that that's a two teams that you would confuse, but I just feel like you're confusing the Royals with the Rockies. Oh,
they're right across
Royals,
the
Rockies
from each other. Yeah, ours, and they're right there close.
Sure.
Middle of the United States, right? Like Colorado's technically, I know they're West Coast, but they're technically like Central.
Well, they're not West Coast.
Are they not? Are they mountain time? They're mountain time.
Mountain.
But if you go to Colorado, you can get away with saying you're on the West Coast of the United States.
Well, it's not a coast. I don't think you know what a coast is because we've done this before. You don't know what a coast is.
No, I know what a coast is.
I don't think you do.
They're
you
not
can't be on the West coast.
They're not on the Pacific coast, but like there's two coasts. You split America in half. Western coast and the Eastern coast.
Again, you showing you don't know what a coast is. You just don't know what the coast is.
Alabama's East Coast?
East Coast.
Right. It's not. I mean, it's Gulf Coast. It is Gulf Coast.
Alabama?
Is, yeah. Yeah, isn't it on the Gulf?
No.
Georgia, Alabama.
Georgia, Alabama's no, it's next to
Mississippi.
It.
Mississippi is,
yeah, Mississippi
is the one that touches
runs down
the Gulf.
To New Orleans. Boy, we are geographers.
I can tell you where you can get a Vegemite sandwich.
We are.
Alabama doesn't have a coast.
I don't believe so. It might be right. It might be a little point. It might be a little tip somewhere, but yeah. Oh,
no, Alabama has a coastline in the Gulf of Mexico.
That's what I said.
Boy, you got something.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Kansas City
doesn't
have
a coast. Solana saying it as if he's confirming it.
Yeah. I knew Bolivia was landlocked earlier this week.
To your point, there's an ocean around Bolivia somewhere.
Yeah, Bolivia's
landlocked.
Bolivia's on the south coast for sure. Anybody gonna watch Inter Miami at the New York Red Bulls tomorrow?
What time?
7:30.
Yeah, I could be persuaded.
Yeah,
an hour and a half before OP Live. Sure, why not?
I'll be at some bounce house arguing with a dad in the dodgeball room.
The Heat ended their, I know we talked about this, but their Las Vegas Summer League schedule going 1-3. They lost to Detroit last night, 108-88. That's pretty much it for your sports headlines going into the weekend.
All right. We're going to have some fun next couple of hours because I'm in concert mode. And there really isn't very much going on, as evidenced by the amount of research we've done on the Marlins-Royals series, which gets underway tonight. I think it's Sandy on the mound tonight, though. I think
it
Sandy's
is.
Pitching tonight.
Sandy all right. night.
All right, so
bring your
glove.
You,
bring your glove if you're sitting in the aisle.
They get six in the first inning.
Get yourself a souvenir if you're sitting in the outfield.
Goodness gracious.
We're going to have some fun for the next couple hours. We're going to give you some of our, you know, not like best ofs. We call them best ofs, but just like, you know, segments we haven't heard in a while. Actually, haven't heard, I don't think, since they've transpired on the air, but stuff that we've put in the file when it happened. And we're like, oh, that's funny. We should play it again one day. So we're going to have some fun over the next couple of hours so that everybody can go into the weekend smiling and giggling as if you were going to the Toto Men at Work Christopher Cross concert with the Hawkmans and the Wizards. So we'll do that starting in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're going to have a little fun here in the next couple hours, as I mentioned last segment. First, though, I want to tell you about my good friends and the award-winning team at Durrell Volkswagen. Right now, you can select from a huge inventory of new Volkswagen models like the Atlas, Tiguan, and Taos. They have the perfect new Volkswagen for you in stock and ready for immediate delivery. With competitive financing and flexible lease options, you'll get the best deal at Durrell Volkswagen. Nobody sells for less. So, Lana, what were you telling us during the commercial break? Tomorrow is National Ice Cream Day?
Yeah, it sucks. It doesn't fall on a weekday, but tomorrow, National Ice Cream Day.
All right. Everybody likes ice cream, right? Have you ever met anybody that doesn't like ice cream? Unless, I guess, they're lactose intolerant.
Yeah, they got milk. They won't eat it, but
yeah,
they have lactose-free ice cream. Ice cream delicious.
Doesn't taste the same, though. That lactose-free ice cream, garbage.
You can sorbet. Yeah, you can gelato.
Yeah. I think gelato might have dairy, yeah?
Yeah, gelato's ice cream. Creamy. It's Italian ice cream. Creamy. Italian
man,
ice cream.
Man,
get a gelato and an Aperol Spritz. I mean, you are practically sitting in Milan. Anywho.
with a stomachache.
Tomorrow is National Ice Cream Day, but it got us to thinking about a segment we had done, and we have talked with Aranda Gadsden about food numerous times. In fact, this week we talked with him about Kraft macaroni and cheese. It got heated. but we had a Ronde on a couple years ago, National Ice Cream Day, or maybe we were just talking about ice cream. I don't know. But we ended up giving Mount Rushmores of ice cream. Here is that segment. Today happens to be National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. And is chocolate ice cream, Crowder, is that on your Mount Rushmore of ice cream flavors?
It's a part of my Neapolitan selection, but
really?
It's not by itself.
Is Neapolitan really on your Mount Rushmore of ice
what?
Cream? Come
it's
on.
It's the best. Come on, because you can go strawberry,
but it's
chocolate, you can go swirl, you can go all three together. It's so many options.
Strawberry ice cream is terrible. Chocolate ice cream, in all honesty, is terrible. Neapolitan is terrible. Is Ronde back? I'm not looking. Okay, Aranda, today is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. Do you love?
Is it just Chocolate Ice Cream Day?
Well, today is Chocolate Ice Cream Day, but I'm not gonna. Okay. I don't want to narrowcast it that way. So I want to know
you're not gonna pigeonhole me into chocolate. Okay.
Like on Wings Day, you know, boneless is you gotta do what you gotta do. So go ahead. Right. What is your Mount Rushmore of ice cream?
Just off the top, I'd probably go butter pecan.
Oh, that's
going to be my first.
Wait a second. Solana made a face there. You don't like butter pecan, Solana?
I mean, butter pecan may be on like a hot summer afternoon when you're at like an old...
When are you eating ice cream? Right, when are you eating ice cream, Solana?
When a blizzard? When, I don't know.
Of course ice cream is on like a hot summer afternoon.
He didn't say the top five ice creams in December.
Listen, if you were in the Arctic Circle, Aronde, would you really like the butter pecan? So you don't like butter pecan, Solana?
I just think if he would have thrown that in there as his third or fourth on the Mount Rushmore, fine. But to start off your Mount Rushmore of ice cream flavors with butter pecan.
All right, pay no mind.
He asked me mine, man.
Right, yeah,
mine.
No, pay no mind to him, Aronde. Pay no mind to him. Go ahead. Butter pecan is on your Mount Rushmore.
Cookies and cream.
Uh-huh. That's a good strong one.
I'm going to go with Moose Tracks. I like Moose Tracks. I like something going on in my ice cream.
Moose Tracks, yeah. There's a lot of good flavor. A lot of action in the Moose Tracks.
A lot of action going on in that. Then I'm going to go French Vanilla, right?
Oh, so good.
Yeah, because French vanilla, you could create French vanilla the way you want it. You know, you can make it into whatever you want, whatever toppings you want. That's what it is. The cake batter is French vanilla.
Oh,
with some
cake batter is a good one too. That's a good one.
Yeah, but half baked from Ben and Jerry's is going to be the last one for me. That's got to be the best.
Crowder, do you have a Mount Rushmore of ice cream?
Yes. Starting out with the best, the OG Neapolitan.
That's the worst. Like, Neapolitan. Like,
Hold on. The Napoleon, is that one flavor or three?
It's Neapolitan, and it's chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
You can't put all three of them in there. That's cheating right there. You can't.
And no one's bought Neapolitan ice cream since my grandmother passed away.
You buy the big bucket, when you buy the big bucket of the Napoleon, like it's going to be one flavor left in there, and get them icicles on there, man. Everybody likes strawberry.
Great call.
Somebody likes chocolate. No, you get that big bucket from Winn-Dixie you got a little party for your daughter or your cousin got a party. You're like, I'm going to bring this Napoleon ice cream over there. And so you bring that, and then everybody's like, I like chocolate or strawberry.
Right.
Or somebody like, nah, nobody eat them all three. Like, I even went to a party when they had the Neapolitan ice cream sandwiches. I only ate the first half.
Of course. They make Neapolitan ice cream sandwiches. Such a great call by you. And you only eat it for the little vanilla part or the chocolate part or the strawberry. Like, you're not going to eat the whole thing. But go ahead, Crowder.
Go ahead.
That's a failure.
No, it's a rule at my house. You can't go long ways. You can't just scoop all vanilla. You got to go short ways. If you don't get all three flavors in your bowl, you get a spanking.
Right, but doesn't that strike you as not being a good flavor, though? If you have to mandate that you have to take all the ice cream, then you know it's not a good flavor. Like, you never have to tell someone with the cookies and cream, hey, by the way, make sure you get some of the cookies too. Don't just take the cream. Like, everybody wants
don't leave the cookies. Yeah. If you whipping your kids because they ain't got the strawberry,
right.
I'm calling them people on you.
Right.
Man.
You're kind of proving our point that Neapolitan doesn't belong
Go ahead with your list.
So, Napoleon.
Yep.
Y'all just brought it up. Cookies and cream is on there. Cookies and cream is legendary.
All right.
Legendary.
I'm going
right.
with the cherry Garcia with the cherry bits chocolate chunks.
Nah, nobody wants cherry bits in their ice
cream.
From Ben and Jerry's.
Go ahead.
OG. And then you got to go drumsticks.
Oh, the drumstick.
But that ain't ice cream, though. That's not an ice cream. That's ice cream cone, bro. That's not ice cream.
Is ice cream in it with accessories?
Yeah, I gotta
go waffle cone ice cream. Don't go drumstick. Drumstick you get from the ice cream truck. Ding 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 boom boom. Mom, you got a dollar. I gotta go outside.
I gotta vote with Crowder on that one. I mean, that is ice cream technically.
But that's an ice cream cone. Like, you know, the best part about the drumstick anyway is when you get to the bottom and the little part that got a little chocolate,
got the chocolate
all the way
in
the
it. Yeah.
No ice cream in there.
Here's here's mine. This is my Mount Rushmore of ice cream.
Let's hear it.
Soft serve vanilla from Carvel. And if you want to top it, you put a little hot caramel on it because that, I mean, that's
we just go on vanilla. Like any
soft serve vanilla from Carvel specifically.
What about the soft serve from anywhere or just
well,
Carvel?
I like soft serve over hard pack ice cream. I do, but this is my Mount Rushmore.
Okay, all right.
Bluebell banana pudding flavor.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. It's got the little pieces of Nilla wafers in there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hawk, showing your age, Hawk.
What? That's a new one.
No, but banana pudding, you're just showing your age. That's just old. Banana pudding's not at parties right
Listen,
now.
Listen, Mr. Neapolitan, you cannot talk about showing your age.
I mean,
sit this one out, Mr. Neapolitan. Sit this one out, Grandpa. Cookies and cream blizzard at DQ.
Man, y'all went real like you gotta go somewhere for that.
Yeah. You gotta go to DQ. I'm just telling you, that's the premier cookies and cream. And then number four, a McDonald's vanilla shake.
Hawk, that's a shake though. It says shake in the name though. That's not ice cream though, dude.
I feel like you get the same feeling after the McDonald's shake that you do after an ice cream, right?
I mean, if you said frosty, you might would have had a fight with the frosty from Wendy's, but a shake, a McDonald's shake says shake in the name. That's not correct.
Yeah, it's good, man. On a hot summer day, Rondé. I mean,
Wendy's, well, it beats the Alaskan day.
I'm not surprised you didn't go with baked Alaska crowd. That Neapolitan was so old.
Right. Like I like the soft serve from Golden Corral. Golden Corral got a good soft serve.
The free vanilla soft serve on a cruise ship. Yeah.
Oh, man. You can get that any time of night, 24 hours. You can get up. I can get up, go to the bathroom, and go get me some ice cream from the soft serve.
Solana, go ahead. Weigh in. Today is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. No one has had chocolate ice cream on their Mount Rushmore. Crowder kind of did with the Neapolitan, but we're all going to pretend like that didn't happen. So go ahead, Solana, what's your Mount Rushmore of ice cream?
Well, you all are wrong because you left off dulce de leche ice cream from Häagen-Dazs.
I thought about dulce de leche. I love that. That's why I said the hot caramel on the vanilla. But go ahead.
Yeah,
the dulce de leche OG. I mean, that's my favorite flavor.
This is what I'm saying. I like it when you put the actual hot caramel on the ice cream, not it already made inside the ice cream. But this isn't caramel.
Right. This isn't caramel. This is dulce de leche.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Don't do that. Go ahead. You're the guy. You have pumpkin carbon parties. It's all right. Go ahead.
What a great memory you have there. That is great.
That was back in October,
all
bro.
Right, go ahead. What else you got? We're going to run out of time here.
Mint chocolate chip.
No.
That's a good one. My girl Julie from Marco Island said pistachio is one of hers.
Pistachio is my next one.
I like pistachio ice cream, but that's not. I mean, with all the flavors out, but you're going to go with pistachio?
Real pistachio ice cream, not the vanilla ice cream with bits of pistachio in it. Miss me with that nonsense. Real pistachio has to be green ice cream.
I don't think there is pistachio ice cream that's not green.
Yeah,
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. They have the real pistachios in them. Like they shell the pistachios and put it in the ice cream. I've never heard of that,
Solana. I don't know what. Yeah.
I'm telling you,
you think people serve pistachio ice cream? It's just a scoop of vanilla with some bits of pistachio.
Yep.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead. No,
I've experienced it.
You're 0-3. Go ahead.
Where would you get some? This
long. I'm gonna guess at Abuela's house. Because there's no way he got that at an ice cream parlor. There's no chance.
Maybe the one at the corner store at the gas. You get a rape.
That's at the racetrack. Yeah.
Well, I made it. She made it.
All right, real quick, we're gonna run out of time, Solana.
It's the swirl, not vanilla, not chocolate, but the swirl soft serve on a cruise ship, but I have to serve it myself.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one in the middle. Is it in the middle?
Yeah,
or
middle.
Far
yeah,
right. Middle. Yeah, yeah, it's middle. The middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you saying you want to get vanilla, and then walk all the way over and get chocolate, Oh, you want the one in the middle.
No, the one in the middle where it's a swirl.
Oh, it's already done.
Yeah,
already done.
I kind of feel like that falls into the Neapolitan. Just make a choice. Like, oh, either get vanilla or chocolate. You don't want them both. I mean, what are we doing here?
No,
It kind of falls into the Arnold Palmer situation. I want more tea than I want lemonade. I want more lemonade than I want tea.
Yeah, it's a great call. It's like, I'll take an Arnold Palmer, but heavy on the lemonade. Well, then you really just want a lemonade, okay? Let's really be honest here. You want to sound all fancy, say an Arnold Palmer. It's the people that get the Neapolitan. You want to sound all fancy with the Neapolitan, but you really just want a scoop of vanilla. You're paying three times the price.
Hey, Channing, just tell us. This is between us, nobody else. This is between us three, us four. Which one do you like the most?
Oh, the combination.
No, you don't.
No, you do not. No, which one do you like the most?
Little choco vanilla berry, you know what I'm saying? Little chocanilla berry. I like chocanilla berry.
All right. Aronde Gadsden. He joins us every Tuesday. We're up against a break. Nice job, everybody. Thank you, OG.
All right, man. I'll talk to y'all later.
There you go. Neapolitan.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have a package of frozen corn dogs in my freezer right now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I said at the beginning of the hour that we're just kind of biding our time, but football season is here. And next week, Dolphins camp, and we'll be focusing on Dolphins and UM and Notre Dame and all that stuff. And so we thought we'd wet your beak a little bit with some football talk. Because earlier this year, we were noting the 25th anniversary of the retirement of Dan Marino.
Yes.
Who one day will be surpassed by Tua and will be the number two quarterback in Dolphins history. It'll go Tua, Marino, Bob Greasy. Why are you laughing? You're right. Tua, Marino, Zach Wilson, Bob Greasy.
There we go. Yeah, Zach's going to take it. Chad Pennington, throw my boy in there.
This segment, I think what we were attempting to do was just talk about Dan Marino retiring and maybe, you know, what was left in his wake, or maybe we would start talking about, you know, who is actually considered the best Dolphins quarterback of all time, because Bob Greasy, many older people would tell you none better. But I don't think any of us were truly familiar. I think we got fixated on his Super Bowl stats, right? Wasn't it the actual Super Bowl stat? Didn't he throw like six?
He was 4 for 7 or something.
See, we're doing it again.
My bad. We're
doing it again. So here it is, Dolphins fans, a celebration of some of the greatest quarterbacks in Miami Dolphins history. Do you know what happened on this day in South Florida sports? This is one of the most consequential days in South Florida sports history. Do you know what happened on this day in the year 2000?
Big Danny hung it up.
You are correct. Dan Marino hung it up on this day 25 years ago.
I watched the press conference this morning on Twitter. That's why I know.
I saw it too.
He did his press conference. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it too.
That was a bad man there.
I'm looking on Wikipedia. These are some of the quarterbacks Miami's had since and during Dan Marino's era. Because when he really was the starter, Kyle Mackey was the backup. Anybody remember him? Scott Mitchell, of course, Steve DeBerg, Bernie Kosar, Craig Erickson from the U. Well, Bernie Kosar from the U. Craig Erickson as well was a backup. Damon Heward. I believe we talked about Brock Heward yesterday.
And Josh McCown for some reason. I don't know.
Then Jay Fiedler took over. There was Ray Lucas, Brian Greasy, A.J. Feely, Sage Rosenfels, Gus Frerotte, Dante Culpepper, Joey Harrington, Cleo Lemon, Trent Green, John Beck, Tyler Thigpen, Matt Moore, Ryan Tannehill, Jay Cutler, Brock Osweiler, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Josh Rosen for a cup of coffee. Then came Tua. You've had Jacoby Brissett, Teddy Bridgewater, Skylar Thompson, Tyler Huntley, Tim Boyle. But, man, for you people who don't like Tua, if you just heard some of the names that I've mentioned to you, you better go deep into the thinking bank before you bring me your anti-Tua slander.
I think I counted 10 that I played with, and if you saw my head, I was shaking it no to some of them, because goodness gracious.
I always make this point, Hawk, but the list you just rattled off, I was 5 when Dan Marino retired.
That's all you know.
That's all I know. Like, think about that.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that is. It is such a feudal. Now, I love Tua, and I think, like, if you had to rank, well, I can tell you. So, Pro Football Network ranked, according to them, the 10 greatest quarterbacks in Miami Dolphins history. Okay, Pro Football Network.
Yeah,
the 10 greatest quarterbacks in Miami Dolphins history. And when I give you number 10, you're going to realize how slim the pickings have been since Dan Marino. Because number 10 is Matt Moore.
Whoa.
The 10th best quarterback in Dolphins history. Again, according to Pro Football Network.
But
number nine,
but no, yeah. backup.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, so backup quarterbacks. You're doing backup quarterbacks here. Gotcha.
Anyone who has played quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, Matt Moore did start some games. Ryan Fitzpatrick started some games.
Huh. Those guys make a top 10 list of Dolphins quarterbacks?
Did you just hear the list that Hawk read off?
Who got snubbed in the first two? Cleo Lemon?
Well, then, Jay Fiedler's number three, then. Like, if I'm just extrapolating it all out. If Matt Moore, and by the way, I was one of those fools chanting for Matt Moore over Ryan Tannehill at the Hard Rock Stadium, but I was also drunk doing it. Like, if Matt Moore is considered a top 10 quarterback, and then Ryan Fitzpatrick, who had one good play against the Las Vegas Raiders that nobody was even in the stadium to witness, is a top 10 quarterback in Dolphins history, then there's no top 10 list. You started at five.
Well, that's what I'm telling you for everyone who complains about Tua. You're out of your bleeping minds. It's the best quarterback we've seen since Dan Marino. There's no, I mean, that's out of the, that like, that's not up for debate. You can debate whether Bob Greasy's better than Tua, whether Earl Morrill, Don Strock. But since Dan Marino, it's Dan Marino and Tua and everyone else. Like, those guys are head and shoulders above everyone else.
That's what I was going to say. Them old, the 70s guys, Greasy and Morale and them, I'm wondering where they are on the list, if they're over two or not. But the 90s to 2025, Tua got all them dudes. I played with 10 of them.
Matt
Tua's
10.
Better than those fellas.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, 9. David Woodley, 8. He was from the earlier era. Chad Pennington, 7. You played with Chad Pennington.
CP could go.
Jay Fiedler, 6. Earl Morrill, 5. Ryan Tannehill, 4. Tua, third best quarterback in Dolphins history. Bob Greasy, 2. And Dan Marino, 1.
I don't want to sound crazy, but Tua might got Bob Greasy.
I never really saw him play, so I don't know, and I didn't live down here then. So
this was a different style of football, but I don't know. Success. Bob had more success on the field, but just slinging that biscuit, spinning that thing? Bob wasn't spinning that thing like Tua was spinning that thing.
He won two
Super Bowls.
Why'd you look
shocked, Solana? I said I've never seen Bob Greasy.
No. I'm saying, like, he was a starting quarterback for two Super Bowls, and he completed a pass. That, to me, already puts him ahead of Tua Tagovailoa.
That's what. So he should be over Dan because Dan has zero Super Bowls.
No, well, Dan Marino is.
Got you that way. He got you there.
No,
he
didn't.
Got you there.
He didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't. Because Dan Marino, for a decade plus, was considered the best passer in the game and is still widely considered one of the greatest passers in the game. We're comparing apples to oranges.
You're describing Tua as well.
Okay. I'm not.
Solana, I'm not taking away anything from Bob. But Tua is better at throwing a football than Bob Greasy was.
Right, but like that, no joke, that's the same thing as me saying Derek Jones Jr. is a better basketball player than, you know, Dr. J.
Bob Cousy.
Which, right, it's ridiculous, right? It's ridiculous because of what those guys accomplished, but in theory, I might be right. Derek Jones Jr. is 10 times the athlete than anybody those guys played back in the 50s and 60s.
But Dr. J played in the 70s and 80s. I'm not certain Dr. J is the right. But Bob Cousy is more a better example than that, because I would take Dr. J over Derek Jones Jr. today.
Just Bob Greasy had a 56% completion percentage. Tua just set NFL records over 70. Bob averaged 2,600 yards a season. Tua hits 4,000 whenever he wants to.
But in fairness, you were literally allowed to drape yourself over a receiver to break up a pass. Like, it's not apples.
There is a conversation. Yes, and Bob could get his helmet knocked off and throw it into the third row, And you had to worry about that. Tua gets flicked in the ear, and they're going to call a 15-yard penalty. Different errors, but Bob's had more success than Tua.
Team-wise. Yeah, that's unquestioned. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He also had maybe the greatest running back duo in the history of the NFL, in Mercury Morris and Larry Zonka. I mean, they're handing off the pigskin to them, Crowder. I'm sorry, but I mean, if Tua had Mercury Morris and Larry Zonka, I'd be cool with him only throwing for 2,500 yards.
Yeah, we have Kalen Ballage. Come on, man! Like
Achane and Wright and Raheem.
Yeah, Achane and Wright.
Why are you laughing?
And KJ Britt.
Because now I'm down the wormhole of Bob Greasy. In two of his Super Bowls, he played.
You can't do this with eras.
Two of his Super Bowls he played in, he was 8-for-11 and 6-of-7.
Stop it.
Like, is he winning the Super Bowl at 6-of-7?
Stop it. He threw seven passes an entire Super Bowl?
Yes.
Are you sure the page you're looking at loaded all the way?
Washington Super Bowl at Washington, 8-of-11 versus Minnesota, 6-of-7.
In
the other
fairness,
Super Bowl, 12-of-23.
Very different era. Very different era.
He didn't even, Bob Greasy didn't even play during that 72 season in the regular season. He got hurt. I think, wasn't it Earl Morrill?
It was Earl Morrill.
Who was a starting quarterback, and then they pulled poor Earl Morrill in the playoffs. They put Greasy back in there. And he ended up winning like the AFC Championship game and the Super Bowl.
That's why Earl's on the list, because Earl could play, and they had to replace him when Greasy got hurt. Yeah.
At least his stats show up. Remember, Hawk? We tried to look up Crowder stats in that cold weather game in Cincinnati or in Kansas City. You didn't even have an ant tackle in that game. Not one.
There's more proof that Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in a game, and there's no proof than you actually having played in that game in Kansas City. You say you played in.
I was taking on some blockers. I was turning it back inside. I was a contained guy.
So was Bob Greasy in the Super Bowl.
So by Crowder's breakdown, Garo Yepremian, who is the Dolphins kicker, is greater to Dolphins 72-73 back-to-back title lore than Bob Greasy. That's your take. You want to sign that take?
That's not my take. No, I'm not talking about lore and Super Bowl success. I'm talking about, is Bob Greasy a better quarterback than Tua Tagovailoa? And I would say 8-of-11 in the Super Bowl is a little different.
I mean, it's a pretty good percentage, completion percentage, to be quite honest.
88 yards.
This feels like it's not right. Is this like is this right?
No, I got to go to 73 Super Bowl. This
can't be. When did the NFL implement like the shotgun? Didn't the Dallas Cowboys do that? They're the first team to.
Yeah, it was Roger Staubach. Yeah.
When was that?
That'd be in the 70s. I mean, yeah, there was a shotgun in the 70s because Roger Staubach and Danny White, I mean, those were 70s, early 80s, I think they ran a very conservative offense, the Dolphins.
I'm on Wikipedia. 8-of-11 for 88 yards, one touchdown, one interception.
How many total yards did they have in the Super Bowl?
They had 184 rushing yards and 88 receiving yards.
Took the under.
They ran the ball 37 times. They threw the ball 11.
That's what Wanstead was trying to get back to with Ricky.
They were leading on Bob. It's crazy. Looking at these old games, it's crazy.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.